Chapter 13. At least the last surprise had been relatively pleasant.
I knew there'd be a secret door somewhere.
They were cramped on his cot, but after weeks in a dungeon, Klejowski was not about to complain. Antonia was soft and expert. Being a dancer gave her a lot of control. She wore bells on her anklets, and they had tinkled amusingly as her legs wrapped around him, ankles crossed tight against the small of his back. His neck was cricked as his head was propped against the headboard, but the enjoyable warmth of Antonia's body pressed close to his own made up for that.
I searched my room and found some levers by the fire. I didn't want to be alone in this place.
Klejowski wondered if Antonia would be a convert to the cause. She evidently had an attachment to that bloated bourgeois exploiter, D'Amato, but it could hardly be very strong. After all, she'd sought out his company.
You're not really a cleric, are you?
He admitted it. She snuggled closer, settling her head on his chest.
I knew it. No one is what they say they are.
Are you really a dancer?
And an actress. Not now, I admit, but I was. The city fathers closed down the Miragliano Playhouse, and I had to find something to do. And there was Isidro lolling about in the street with his purse clinking.
What about D'Amato? Is he what he says he is? She pouted.
He's running away from the city fathers. The yellow ague is his fault. He poisoned everyone.
He had been right about the water merchant.
Coins are all he cares about, Alexander. Coins and the things they can buy. Things like houses and horses and clothes and statues. Things like me.
She rubbed a warm knee up his leg, exciting him again.
Don't worry, she said. This is compliments of the management. Selling it never got me anywhere but into trouble. Even dancing is better than that. Isidro took me to a municipal ball once. Before everyone started foaming yellow and dying, and all the city fathers' wives ignored me, there was this one woman, Donna Elena, who was a real cow, and made jokes behind her fan that set all her hen friends off on that horrible pretend laughing. I wanted to kill them all, scratch their eyes out. Donna Elena's husband, Don Lucio, was a commissioner of public works. Isidro wanted him to grant him a city contract to provide water for the watch stations. After the ball, Isidro told me to go to a waterfront inn with Don Lucio and let him do what he wanted.
Did you enjoy it?
Not it, itself. There wasn't much to Don Lucio, if you get my meaning. But I kept thinking of Donna Elena and her fan and her laugh. She'd sold it too, but for life. And I was only stuck with Don Lucio for the night. She had him forever. And good luck to her too, the slag.
There's injustice in the world, my love.
Too bloody true, she said, rolling on top of him, flicking his neck with her tongue. But forget that for now.
He did.